Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello. What's up, everyone? I'm in a silly mood today. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Shetty J, and, man, it's about to go down. That's one of my favorite days of the week. As y'all know, I thought I was making a corny joke about it, and it is Hump Day. So, as my usual public service announcer for every Wednesday on Hump Day, that is to remind you, if you're going to hump, please hump responsibly. All right, so we're going to go ahead and chop up y'all what's going to go down for today's show. We got my girl. Now, I'm going to try. She's going to correct me when she comes on. I can't wait because I'm like, I've been taking stabs at it all day thinking about it. Okay, so I'm going to go. It's Omeya Jules. So we're going to see that I got it right. And she's actually one of the models that's recently in the Survive Model Group Coalition. And she's also the most viewed page on Models on Deck, featured in NY Rider magazine, and also been on a set with rapper Styles P, one of his music videos. She's also set to launch her blog on business, money, pleasure, late this young winter. So I've been looking out for that. And just let y'all know. Later on, I'm going to let y'all call in. If you want to call in your show, you can call in at 347-202-0389. And if you want to show some love or you want any questions, there you go. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line to see who we got and see who that's her. All right, is this my girl, OJ?
Yes, it
is. All right, now, here we go. First off, let's go get this first part. Did I say your name right?
It's O'Malla.
O'Malla. See, I was trying to pronounce the two L's like a Y sound.
No, it's simple, it's easy, but OJ's better. You know, everybody needs calcium.
Yeah,
everybody needs their vitamin C.
OJ, okay. That's what we're going to start calling you, OJ.
Yeah, hey, it's short, it's easy.
Has anybody called you that yet?
Say that again?
I said, has anybody called you there yet?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh,
it's just
easier
it's just easier for people to remember.
Yeah, it's like, hey, but at the end of the day, it's like they'll still be able to remember what your name is. They just call you OJ for short, yeah, because your name definitely stands out. I remember, actually, you know, we'll be talking about that here in a bit, too, on the transition. So,
man, I've been transition every day. It's every day.
All right, so first off, I mean, I'm going all the way around because I usually start different questions and stuff, but I got to go this one first. This is like one of the most interesting ones that happened. What your transition? You're basically going by Desiree or Desirable or whatnot, and then you switch it up to Omela Jules. Omela Jules.
Omela. I'll get you to get it right before the end of this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm getting it right the next time I say it now. Well, most definitely. Like, what was the transition that you decided to go by that instead?
Well, you know what I mean? Desirable. Everybody likes something desirable. And my real name is Desiree, and it's spelled D-S-I-R-E-A. So, you know what I mean? I just add the B-L-E. But it just seemed like the whole Twitter world is completely different. Like, you have to be able to step outside the box to see what's really going on because a lot of people relate to each other on Twitter, and it just seemed way too, like, I feel like I was getting put in the crowd with everybody else, so I just had to make myself stand out.
Yes. I think that was definitely, your name, I liked your name, you changed it. I was like, okay. All right. So, you know, like, you see how many times I mess it up. It's like, it's still the end of the day. It's still, like, it has an edge, like, you can't forget that name.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I just, you know what I mean? It ain't something that just came off the top of my head. It actually has a lot of meaning behind it. But that's just a long story short. Jules is after my best friend that passed away. So, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to carry her along with me on my ride.
Oh, most definitely. It's a lot of y'all, isn't it? Like, a lot of people, you know, different stories. One chick, she goes by Copper Rose because of an ex of hers. Gave her a Copper Rose, and you know, and then of course another person was actually up there in New York where you at, Urban Goddess. She got the name from some random guy in the street who was trying to holler at her. He didn't give her the time of day. She didn't give him the time of day, and so, but
yeah,
she liked the name and stuck with it. Yeah, so it's cool. I told you that all the time. So I like names with significance like this. So. I like your name.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just didn't want to have something, you know, I mean, I wanted to have something that stood out. I didn't want to just sit here and be like, you know, I mean, Kim Kardashian, like that's her name, you know what I mean? And Amber Rose, like, I needed something that actually like stood out and not just, you know, just simple and plain text. Like, I'm a very detailed type of person.
Definitely. I figured that's how I was too. It drove me nuts. You know, growing up, you're going by Big Sad or City Sad, and then I was like, no, I want to stand out.
Right, it's just time to define myself more than, you know, I mean, what you see with your eye.
Oh, definitely. So, let's go into, like, the career side. Like, how did you actually get started? Like, what led you to getting into modeling?
Well, I'd done a few things, nothing major, when I was younger, and my mom tried to push me in, like, towards that direction, but I grew up with two boys, so I wanted to play sports, I was a big on my basketball, like, I played it all year round, didn't matter what it looked like outside, I was still playing, for teams, cities, you know what I mean, the state, I did it all, and then after the loss of my best friend, I kind of just stepped away from the court and just took it into a different direction because before she passed, she actually, I mean, we always sat down, had conversations, and she was actually trying to push me towards that road instead of playing basketball because she was like, you get hurt, then what are you going to do? So, you know what I mean? I just kind of, after she had passed, I just kind of took it on. I wouldn't really say full time because I actually run a business full time, but, you know what I mean, I wouldn't say part-time either. I'm kind of like in the middle. I'm constantly doing stuff for modeling and photo shoots and setting up schedules, everything, every day. So, you know, I mean, my schedule is pretty hectic, but that's how I really got into the whole modeling thing, is because of my best friend.
Well, definitely, yeah. And that leads into some of your features. Let's go to the one of the first ones. NY Writer Magazine, how did that come about?
Actually, I used to bartend. I used to bartend 6 days out of seven, and the owner of the bar that I actually worked for, she was just like, "You're gorgeous. I have a couple of friends that, you know what I mean, work with this magazine." So I just, you know what I mean, took it from there. And that was my first, like, actually published photo shoot. So, you know what I mean, we took over 500 pictures. It was just, you know what I mean, it takes, you know what I mean, photo shoots are hours of work. So, you know what I mean, I started at, like, that day we probably started, I was up at like 4 in the morning, and I was ready to go by 5:30, like, let's get to the studio, let's go. And we were shooting for at least, you know what I mean, 5-6 hours. And then we had to go through all the pictures, so, you know what I mean. I think that's one of my favorite things to do, is actually be in front of the camera. Like, I don't mind being behind the camera, but I enjoy being in front of it, because I like how a picture can actually, you know what I mean, like they say, 1,000 words. You don't know exactly what's going on, but you have an idea. But the whole New York Writer Magazine, that was my first published. That's what I did. And then ever since then, I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to take a right on this path and see where it goes. And ever since then, I've just been working hard and staying true to myself. You got to carry yourself well, especially, you know what I mean, in this industry, it's hard to actually get into. And, you know what I mean, everybody love the pretty girl, but you also have the people that hate the pretty girl, and just because she's pretty, she obviously did something wrong. So you just got to carry self-respect with you regardless.
Exactly. That's exactly what the whole point of that's the vow model group is for people that understand it's not just, you know, it's pretty faces and don't get it anymore.
You gotta have more than a pretty face and a banging body. You gotta have, you know what I mean, common sense, self-respect, and responsibility. You know what I mean, you gotta get your priorities straight. Like, what do you really want out of this industry? Like, that's the way I look at it.
You gotta be a boss. That's basically, you gotta be a boss.
Yeah, man, I'm already a boss now, so why not, right?
Exactly. All right, so we got a lot more to chop up. We're going to go to a quick music break. We got also some chopping up the Models on Deck thing. Definitely got to chop that up. And business money. You know, I got to get the pause on it. Business.
I love it.
All right, so we'll be right back. This is OTV Music. I'm geeked up. We're actually doing the show tomorrow morning. Here we go. We'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live right after this.
Patrol, 'cause when she hear this song, she gon'
Pictures, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's makeup and, you know what I mean? I don't have any tattoos. I'm not a big fan of Photoshop, especially on my body, because me, I'm all natural from head to toe. Like, that's beautiful right there. Like, I am grateful for, you know what I mean, what God has given me. Well, technically, I'm grateful for him putting my parents together and they're doing their little thing and here I am. But, you know what I mean? This is... You just got to stay focused because I believe I'm almost to, like, what, 25,000 views? You know what I mean? And I thank everybody every day for just even if they just click on my page and they don't even care about what my bio says, what I'm all about, what my measurements are. They're just there for the pictures. Like, you're still giving me my views. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I thank everybody who's contributed to that page. You know what I mean? That's just... That's only a fraction, though. Like, I have so much stuff coming up. It's like sometimes I wish I had more than just me behind me. So, you know what I mean? I can focus on what I want to do and all this little side stuff that it has to get taken care of, but they can handle that. You know what I mean? I am my own team. So everything that you see there, I've done on my own. I'm not with an agency. You know what I mean? I book my own photo shoots. I book my own jobs. That's just the type of person I am.
Exactly, and definitely the type of people that are supported, that definitely, you know, set of precedents and stuff. And, every morning, y'all, I kid y'all not, and I get up in the morning, and I go into my, first thing I see is her in the shout-outs.
You already know.
I'm like, man, she taking on the shout-out section every morning. I mean, consistently. Every morning.
Yeah, because every day my numbers go up, and it's not, you know what I mean, some people don't even have a profile on that site, so it doesn't really keep track of, you know what I mean, nobodies, or it doesn't really keep track of anybody that besides the people that are on that site. So it's not, I could go through the whole site, you know what I mean, everybody that's viewed it and say thank you to them, but then that leaves out, you know what I mean, the other 15,000 people that already looked at my stuff. But yeah, I don't know exactly who it is, but I just want them to know that I'm thankful and, you know what I mean, especially for them supporting me and only off of what they see and what they read.
Exactly. And it's crazy, too, you know, that, like you said, the my thing is, I know, I'm just tripping, I'm like, dang, man, like, it's definitely a blessing to, you know, be linked up with somebody that's making big moves like that and still so humble.
Man, I am all about my business.
Now, you also on the set. You're actually on the set with my boy Styles P. How was that?
I loved it. Like, one of my good friends, Rob Smith. Shout out to Rob Smith. That's my homie. He was the director. He actually was the one that put me onto it. And you know what I mean, Styles P is down to earth. Like, you know what I mean, he's just like how he raps. It's real. They ain't no cutting corners. He is who he is. And I love being around people like that. And, like, yeah, Styles P, like, I wasn't sitting there going crazy, oh, you know what I mean? He's well-known, he's a star, he gets mad money, that's his business. Like, I'm here to do my job and call it a day. But, you know what I'm saying, I loved it. I love working around people, especially that are laid-back, humble, you know what I mean? They don't have their panties in a bundle, they don't always got attitude, you know what I mean? They ask, they don't actually tell, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of people I like to work with. But that video, you know what I mean, it was for his On One, Off One freestyle remix video. You can find it on YouTube. We actually shot it, like, down in a basement, like a dungeon. It was, like, 100 degrees outside. Everybody was hot, you know what I mean? But I had fun doing it. That's what I love to do. Like, this is who I am. So, you know what I mean, I enjoy everything. Like, that was a really good experience just off that, you know what I mean?
Most definitely. Now, you got to tell us about your upcoming vlog, which is business, money, pleasure.
That's my story right there. I'm all about my business. In order to make money, to have pleasure, you got to start with your business. And besides me doing my whole modeling thing, I run a repossession company full time. So you'll pay your stuff, I take your stuff. But on top of that, you know what I mean? I am a business. My body, who I am, how I take care of myself, I have to sell myself. I am a business. And, you know what I mean, in order to live in a world that you have to have money, you got to have some sort of type of business. So, you know what I mean, just even in everyday life situations, sometimes I look at it from a business aspect. Are you going to be added to my pockets or are you going to be deducted? That's just the way I look at things. I mean, I've been through a lot. Like, everyone's like, oh, she's a pretty girl, yada, 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 all that small talk. But yet, they're so quick to judge a book by its cover, they'd actually be surprised if they opened and actually read my story. Because, yeah, even though I'm a pretty girl, I've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I also, you know what I mean, I got the beauty in the brains. And I just love what I do. I like running a business. I love running myself. I love modeling. I love money. I love breathing. So, you know what I mean? Every day I wake up, I just thank the man upstairs for waking me up and letting me do what I do every day.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, too, because you do definitely, you know, a lot of people don't realize that. I hate putting people in that boat. They look good. You go, oh, yeah, man. Oh, so you're going to be smart, though. I hate dumb people. I hate ugly people. And I hate the combination of both of them. And as well as I hate dumb, pretty people. It's nothing more annoying. Because
I can look
at you, but once I start really I'm trying to vibe with you, you'll start annoying me really, really quick. So, big up for that.
Like, a lot of people just lack common sense. You know what I'm saying? And if you lack common sense, you ain't going to get nowhere. Like, come on, man, wake up. We're at 2012.
I think it's about the East Coast in this too. You know, I'm in the South now. I think it's the East Coast.
I love the South though. Like, I used to live in Miami. I love the South. I'm a beach kind of girl. I'm a Cancer. My birthday's in July. I'm supposed to be at the beach. I love the beach. I'm a South kind of girl. I'm just up here in New York for a small amount of time. And I'll be making my way right back down to Miami because that's where my heart's at. So, you know what I mean? But business is business.
But the East Coast breeds a different monster inside of you, though. That's one thing I got to say. I still love the South.
You're right. You know, I mean, I think the West, the East, and the South, I think we all have a different type of way of breathing, thinking. It just depends on how hard you want whatever you're going after. Because me personally, nothing has ever been handed to me. I had to work for it, so I have no problem working for it. So when I come across an opportunity, I go full force. Like, I'm not going to sit back, you know what I mean, shift gears slowly. Nah, I'm there. I'm in there like swimwear.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a tough question. I'm going to put my little thinking music on for you. And that is, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Embarrassing thing?
Yes. 30 seconds to think of it now.
Damn. Ah, this is tough. The most embarrassing thing. See, I don't mind acting a fool, so, you know, it's kind of tough. The most embarrassing thing? crazy. Now I'm really trying to prove.
All right, I know you got something. I know you got something for us.
Like me personally, I don't get embarrassed easily. You know what I mean? I'm human. Everybody makes mistakes. Like I've fallen in public. I've fallen on runways. You know what I mean? That's how everybody starts. But most embarrassing moment? That's a hard. That's something I can't just have 30 seconds to think about. I need like at least 10, 15 minutes. I've been through a lot. To think of the most embarrassing thing?
Give us one of them. Give us one of the craziest ones.
I guess falling in public, like on a runway. Like me and another female had walked into each other, like, but she seemed like she had more power or
more
meat on her bones than I did because, you know what I mean, I went the other direction. I guess that was my most embarrassing moment as of now, if you just given me the 30 seconds to think about it. But I still was about my business, got right back up, kept walking, like, this is my job. I finished to the last, so I guess that's the most embarrassing moment I've had.
So, you
so
got,
far,
so basically
anyway.
You got your most embarrassing moment is you got tackled.
Well, yeah, by another, like, so she seemed to be, you know what I mean, a reasonable petite model. But when I got hit by her shoulder and all that, it didn't feel like, you know what I mean, just skin and bones there. It felt like a man's shoulder knocking me over or something. But it ain't nothing I ain't ever been through before. You know what I mean? You live and you learn. Like me, I'm very outgoing. I love to laugh. So making people laugh or, you know what I mean, just making an ass out of myself, I'll do it. Like I ain't got no problem. See, that's one thing about me. I'm not worried what everybody else thinks about me. I just worry about what I think about me.
Yeah, we definitely rock with it. All right, so let's roll out. What different ways can people hit you up and check out everything you got going on?
Well, my site is about to drop, like, real soon. That's actually in the process of everything getting put together. I got notebooks over here to fill it all out. You can catch me on Twitter, Omela Jewels. Catch me on Models on Zach. Email, all emails come straight to my phone. So, you know what I mean, don't hesitate. You can hit me up through the email, book me. You got projects you need, you know what I mean, some advice, anything. I'm here. I'm always working, and I'm all about my business, money, and pleasure.
Most definitely. All right, Omela Jewels. I thank you for coming to the show. I thought I was going to get it right.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having
yes.
me.
And most definitely, anyone that missed it, if you missed the show, you can always check it out. Even if you miss it, you can go to
we about to put this on blast
live.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah. You can shoot this to everybody. They can listen to it whenever, however many times. Or if they don't find it. Or they can go to iTunes, and it's for free on iTunes. Just go to Life After Dusk Live, and they can download on there, too. And then search it, and it's also on DustSpot, too. You go to DustSpot, click Life After Dusk Live, or Life After Dusk, the little tab on there, and then it'll pull up the player for this week. So there you go. All right, so yeah, as we roll on out, y'all can follow me on Twitter at SettyJDusk. Make sure y'all follow the model Twitter. That's Dusk Divine Model. And which, by the way, I got to say, today, as of this morning, the official model site's domain name is IamSoDivine.com. It's finally here. The new name is finally here. And a lot of people have been saying, oh, man, I love it. Yeah, I love it. So I'm very excited about it. And it simply says what needs to be said in a short amount of words. So, yet again, make sure y'all check out everything. And as a reminder, everything you do, no matter what you do, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Omela Jewels, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life After Dusk Live, your boy, City J, in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.
Deuces.